And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. My name is Michael Lindebaum, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt girls. From on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, we are not at the Tilda Kilt like we have been very recently here in the month of October. Instead, no, I'm back home at the X75 production studio giving you today's episode. And we are going to kick off by going over the stuff that went down from Friday through Sunday, which involved one Washington Capitals game. Starting off, though, with Friday, October 21st, Philadelphia Flyers forward Dale Weiss has been suspended for 3 games without pay for an illegal check to the head of Anaheim Ducks defenseman Corbinian Kolzer in Philadelphia on Thursday, October 20th, the NHL Department of Player Safety announced. Under the terms of the CBA and based on his average annual salary, Weiss will forfeit $39,166.68. And in the 3 games that were played, Detroit hosted the Nashville Predators. The Detroit Red Wings got goals from 5 players, and Peter Mrazek made 30 saves in a 5-3 win against the Nashville Predators at Joe Louis Arena. Then Sergei Bobrovsky made 32 saves to help the Columbus Blue Jackets to a 3-2 win against the Chicago Blackhawks at Nationwide Arena. The win marked Columbus's first win of the season. And then the New York Islanders' Dennis Seidenberg scored in the first period, and Johnny Boychuk broke a tie with a shorthanded goal early in the third that helped the New York Islanders defeat the Arizona Coyotes 3-2 at Barclays Center. Then on Saturday, October 22nd, the New York Rangers came to town against the Washington Capitals. The lineup for the New York Rangers was Chris Kreider with Mika Zibanejad and Matt Zuccarello, Jimmy Vesey with Derek Stepan and Rick Nash, Michael Grabner with Kevin Hayes and JT Miller, Brandon Peary with Josh Joris and Jesper Fast. Defensive pairings for the Rangers were Ryan McDonough with Nick Holden, Mark Stahl with Kevin Klein, Brady Skjei with Adam Glendening, and Henrik Lundqvist in the net. For the Washington Capitals, it was Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and TJ Oshie, Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and Andrei Burakovsky, Zach Stanford with Lars Eller and Justin Williams, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. On defense, it's Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. To kick off the first period at 1:33, Lars Eller would score his first of the season and as a Washington Capital, which would be assisted by Brooks Orpik, his second of the season. And then at 2:19, Carl Alzner would be called for high sticking. At 14:49, Alex Ovechkin would get his third of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Dmitry Orlov, both their second assists of the season. And then Lars Eller would be called for slashing at 16:32. At the end of the first period, the Capitals would be up 2-0 over the New York Rangers. Shots would be 13-10 in favor of the Rangers. Faceoffs were tied at 50% each. Hits were 10-8 Washington. And on the power play, the Rangers were 0-2, and the Capitals did not have one. This was a good period and a bad period for the Washington Capitals. It was a good period because they got the first goal of the game, and then they got a second one to give them the 2-0 lead after the first. But the bad thing was is that they got themselves into penalty trouble at the same time, especially the fact that both penalties came almost within minutes after scoring goals. So the Caps need to play a better disciplined game in order to continue on against New York Rangers. And then in the second period at 2:21 into the period, Brandon Peary scored his second of the season from JT Miller and Adam Clendenning. Then Mika Zibanejad would get a double minor for high sticking at 4:08. And then at 10:37, Matt Niskanen would be called for roughing, which on that power play at 11:22, Jimmy Vesey would score his second of the season from Rick Nash and Derek Stepan. Then at 14:22, Jimmy Vesey would get his second of the game and third of the season from Matt Zuccarello and Mika Zibanejad. At the end of the second period, the New York Rangers would be up 3-2 over the Washington Capitals. Shots were 18-17 in favor of the Rangers. Faceoffs were 44% for the Rangers and 56% for the Capitals. Hits were 16-15 in favor of the Rangers. And on the power play, the Rangers would be 1-3 and the Capitals 0-2. Not a great period for the Washington Capitals. They let the Rangers get back into it. Rangers outshot, actually, interesting fact, the Capitals outshot them 7-5 in this period, but the Rangers came in and out-hit the Capitals, And they also, you know, were able to capitalize on a power play on the loan penalty that the Capitals took that period. So not the best period for the Washington Capitals. They let the Rangers get back into it. In the third period, the only thing that happened was an empty net goal at 19:54 by Rick Nash, his second of the season, from Ryan McDonagh, to ice the game for the New York Rangers as they go on to win 4-2 over the Washington Capitals. Shots were 28-26 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 46% for the Rangers and 54% for the Capitals. Hits were 24-21 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Rangers were 1-for-3 and the Caps were 0-for-2. So, good start, good finish, but a bad second period yet again. But this time, unlike the Florida game, this time the bad second period costed the Washington Capitals the victory. And, you know, that's a serious thing that the Caps need to do. You know, you start strong in the first, but you got to keep that momentum going into the second period and carry that momentum throughout that second period and into the third. You just can't go... You're going to play a strong game in the first period, take the second period off, and then play strong in the third period. So, good first period, good goals by both Lars Eller and Alex Ovechkin to get the Caps the 2-0 lead into the first intermission. But then it was really bad of them to let one, you know, give up the early goal in the second period and then two more later on in the period as well. So, for the Caps... You know, especially now that they're going on their Western Canada swing, they need to play better, especially the fact that the Oilers are hot, Calgary's doing pretty well for themselves, and Vancouver's also off to the best start that they've been on in a while. So, you know, the Caps have to, you know, be on their A game for this upcoming trip. So, with that, we'll be back from break, and when we come back, we'll be looking at the rest of the NHL. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. Are you a fan of Maryland Championship Wrestling and want to watch past shows? Then never fear, as Rage TV is here for you. For only $4.99 a month, you can relive memories of the shows you have been to or watch past MCW shows you may have not been able to attend live. For more information and to sign up today for Rage TV, go to mcwragetv.com.
Tilt the Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilt the Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilt the Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilt the Kilt Girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilt the Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for serious hockey fans. And we got some NHL news and notes now for Saturday, October 22nd, along with the Caps-Rangers game. You also had the Chicago Blackhawks defeating the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-4 in the shootout, the Montreal Canadiens defeating the Boston Bruins 4-2, the Philadelphia Flyers defeating the Carolina Hurricanes 6-3, the Tampa Bay Lightning defeating the Ottawa Senators 4-1, the Florida Panthers defeating the Colorado Avalanche 5-2, Detroit Red Wings shutting out the San Jose Sharks 3-0, the New Jersey Devils winning 2-1 over the Minnesota Wild in overtime, Nashville defeating Pittsburgh 5-1, Columbus Blue Jackets winning their second straight over and getting one over Dallas 3-0, and then the Los Angeles Kings beating the Vancouver Canucks 4-3 in the shootout, and the St. Louis Blues defeating the Calgary Flames 6-4. And then yesterday, October 23rd, it was announced that Arizona Coyotes goaltender Mike Smith is out week to week with a lower body injury, per head coach Dave Tippett. Smith was injured in the third period of a 7-4 loss at the Ottawa Senators last Tuesday. And then in regards to games that took place, there was only four games that took place this past Sunday, or yesterday, which was highlighted by the Heritage Classic played in Winnipeg between the Edmonton Oilers and the Winnipeg Jets. But first, we'll take a look at the other games, which featured Captain John Tavares, who had 2 goals and assists to lead the New York Islanders to the 3rd victory in their past 4 games. Defenseman Dan Girardi broke a 2-2 tie early in the 3rd period with his first goal in 60 games dating back to November 12, 2015, and lead the New York Rangers to their 6th consecutive win against the Arizona Coyotes dating back to March 24, 2014. And then forward Nick Ritchie scored the tie-breaking goal midway through the final period to lift the Anaheim Ducks to a victory in their home opener. And then, of course, Minnesota Wild forward Zach Parise scored 2 goals, including his 300th in the NHL. The New York Islanders would go on to defeat the Minnesota Wild 6-3. The New York Rangers would defeat the Arizona Coyotes 3-2, and the Anaheim Ducks would defeat the Vancouver Canucks 4-2. But then in Winnipeg, it would be the Edmonton Oilers versus the Winnipeg Jets in the Heritage Classic. The Edmonton Oilers would actually go on to win this game 3-0. Quick hits from the Heritage Classic. The Jets became the 22nd team to participate in a regular season outdoor NHL game. The Oilers appeared in their 2nd after hosting the first regular season outdoor game in league history, the 2003 Molson Canadian NHL Heritage Classic at the Commonwealth Stadium, which they lost 4-3 to the Canadiens. Oilers captain Connor McDavid had 1 assist, giving him 9 points, 4 goals, and 5 assists in 6 games this season. That is tied for the league lead with the San Jose Sharks. Brent Burns, who has 3 goals, 6 assists, and 9 points in 6 games. And the Boston Bruins' Brad Marchand, who also has 3 goals, 6 assists, and 9 points in 5 games. Oilers forward Mark Letestu scored the 2nd shorthanded goal in NHL outdoor game history. The other was scored by Flames defenseman Anton Babchuk in the 2011 Tim Hortons NHL Heritage Classic at McMahon Stadium. And of course, games for tonight, there's only 2 on the docket, and that's Philadelphia at Montreal and Calgary at Chicago. So you got those 2 games that are going on tonight. And then of course you had the NHL 3 stars of the week announced for the week ending of October 23rd. Your first star was Cam Talbot, goaltender of the Edmonton Oilers. Talbot went 3-0-0 with a 1.00 goals against average and a 0.970 save percentage and 1 shutout to pace all goalies and wins and guide the Oilers to the top of the NHL standings, highlighted by their best 6-game start since the 1985-86 season. The second star would be Artem Anisimov, center of the Chicago Blackhawks. Anisimov led the NHL with 4 goals, 3 assists, and 7 points, including a pair of multi-goal performances, to power the Blackhawks to 2 victories in 3 games. And then your third star would be Mike Green, defenseman of the Detroit Red Wings. Green registered 3 goals, 2 assists, and 5 points to lead the Red Wings to a perfect 4-0-0 week. Mike Green would get a hat trick at the final home opener at Joe Louis Arena earlier in the week. And then, of course, would record 2 assists later on in 2 other games. So, overall, that was your weekend in the NHL, 1 Caps game. Next time we will be on will be tomorrow for the NWHL Tuesday. There are 2 really great games that were played this past weekend in the National Women's Hockey League. We'll be talking about that, maybe a couple interviews, still working on that right now. The interviews are always going to be a constant work in progress. There's a couple things, unfortunately, on my end that are actually holding these interviews up. I'm trying my best to work with the league to work around the issues that I have with my day job that actually prevents around the recording times that we need to have me actually legitimately recording. So I'm actually working on that. If we don't have interviews tomorrow, that is actually on me, not on the National Women's Hockey League. They are trying their best to work with me to try to make them happen. So there is that. And then, of course, we'll be back Friday. We'll be looking at today through Thursday of NHL action, including, of course, the Washington Capitals game coverage for their games that they'll be playing this week. And then, of course, we'll be back again after that on Monday to cover Friday through Sunday and look at the Caps and the NHL, and then back next Tuesday as well for NWHL Tuesday. So that's what's coming up for the next 3 episodes of the Experience Hockey Talk. And with that, actually, no, correction, next four episodes, I apologize. So with that, we want to thank our sponsor, as always, which is the Till to Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till to Kill Pub in Erie, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till to Kill Girls. For more on Till to Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And as always, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey and on Facebook at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And as always, and until tomorrow when we do the NWHL Tuesday, we will see you on the ice.